loving arms will wait for you. Sweet, sweet dreams that won't come true. I've just got to see you one more time and let these loving arms pretend you're mine. Another love won't set you free. You'll never share a home with me. With loving arms and hearts so blue, tonight I'll say my last goodbye to you. Loving arms must let you go. Loving arms will miss you so. Just got to see you one more time and let these loving arms pretend you're mine. Loving arms must let you go. So I just got to see you one more time and let these loving arms pretend you're mine.
I travel from Texas to old Louisiana, through valleys or mountains and plains. Both footsore and weary, I rested a while on the banks of the old Poncher train. The fairest young maiden that I ever saw passed by as it started to rain. We both found a shelter beneath the same tree on the banks of the old Poncher train. Shower an hour or so. She asked me how long I'd remain. I told her that I'd spend the rest of my days on the banks of the old Poncher train. I just couldn't tell her that I ran away from jail on a West Texas plain. I prayed in my heart I would never be found on the banks of the old Poncher train. Then one day a man put his hand on my arm and said I must go west again. I left her alone without saying goodbye on the banks of the old Poncher train. Tonight as I sit here alone in my cell, I know that she's waiting in vain. I'm hoping and praying someday to return to the banks of the old Poncher train.
Well, there's some music by request there from Hank Williams, and good song. Let's pick up another new one. Now, this is a girl that a lot of you may not be familiar with. Her name is Amber Digby, and Amber is the child of a musician whose first name I can't think of right now, but he's a steel player, and Amber has come out with a couple of albums, and they're just really, really fine albums, as you're about to find out. She does a lot of covers, and they're hard country, folks. This girl is really hard country. I don't really know why she does it. Obviously, she doesn't get any airplay, and I'm sure she knows she's not going to get any airplay. This is just not material that is likely to get played on today's radio, but it's good stuff, and I think you're going to enjoy this one from Amber Digby. Let's give it a listen.
I told him to leave me alone. That's what he's done. Just what he's done. And a house built for two ain't a home when it's lived in.
Said, "Tex, the big boss of the riders up here has asked me to kind of show you around. Right over yonder's a couple of your old compadres. My, was I glad to see them. Carson Robinson, and the Mississippi Blue Yodeler, Jimmy Rogers. I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a beautiful sight. He introduced me to Wiley Post, and he showed me the Hall of Fame with all the gold guitars and fiddles hanging on the wall. Then he said, Tex, step over this way. There are two more of your friends I know you'll want to see. They're waiting for you. And there they were, standing side by side, smiling at me. Hank Williams and Johnny Horton. I met all the stars in hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a star-studded night. Then I asked him who else he expected within the next, say, 100 years. He handed me a large book covered with stardust. Will called it the Big Tally Book. In it were many names, and each name was branded in pure gold. I began to read some of them as I turned the pages. Red Foley, Ernest Tubb, Gene Autry, Roy Acuff, Eddie Arnold, Tennessee Ernie, Eddie Dean, Andy Griffith, Roy Rogers, Tex Ritter. Tex Ritter. Oh, well. That's when I woke up, and I'm sorry I did, because I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a beautiful
Well, we get a lot of requests here at the Listener's Choice for Tex Ritter, and that one from 1960 or 61, something like that, Hillbilly Heaven. What a big hit for Tex Ritter. A lot of people have recorded that song since then, including Dolly Parton, believe it or not. But Tex is the one that put that one on the map. Well, let's get one now from the Gatlin Brothers, and this is probably the one that put them on the map. They had a song or two before this, but this is probably the one that put them on the map. We heard from Amber Digby a minute ago, and we had Bitter They Are, Harder They Fall. Of course, that was an old Gatlin Brothers tune, but this was one of the first ones for the Gatlin Brothers, Sweet Becky Walker.
Becky Walker, she's not much talker, but there's one thing she does mighty good. She's the best lover, she's like no other. She treats a man the way a woman should. And I'd walk a mile just to love Becky Walker. Lordy, that smile, maybe someday I'll talk her into loving me. Permanently. Soft as the rain, she soothes the pain in a heart that's been broken before. I feel better the minute I let her use her key and open my front door. And I'd walk a mile just to love Becky Walker. Lordy, that smile, maybe someday I'll talk her. Permanently.
loving me. Permanently. Lordy, Lordy, Lord, I love sweet Becky Walker.
I wouldn't listen, and I couldn't see. All I have left now are words you said to me. Sing your song, sweet music man. Cause I won't be there to hold your hand like I used to. I'm through with you. You're a hell of a singer and a powerful man, but you surround yourself with people who demand so little of you. You touched my soul with your beautiful song. Even had me singing along right with you. You said I need you. Then you changed the words and added harmony, and you sang the song you had written for me to someone new. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do. Nobody else can make me sing along, and nobody else can make me feel when things are right when I know they're wrong. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. Sing your song, sweet music man. Travel the world with a six-piece band that does for you what you ask them to. And you try to stay young, but the songs you sung to so many people have all begun to come back on you. So sing your song, said music man. You're making your living doing one night stands. They're through with you. They don't need you. You're still a hell of a singer, but a broken man. But you'll keep on looking for one last friend to sing to. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do. Nobody else can make me sing along, and nobody else can make me feel the things are right when they're wrong with a song. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. So sing your song, sweet music man. I believe in you.
And we will send that one out to Mike Lance. A good one there from Kenny Rogers and Sweet Music Man. Here's one now from Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. One from their album called Rings and Things.
somebody says, baby, what you doing? I've been wondering where you've been. Now and then I think about you and me. No use fight about things we can't recall. It don't matter now at all. Just come on in, baby, we'll laugh and sing. We'll make love, let the telephone ring. Ring, ring, doorbell ring, baby, come on in. Got Merle Haggard on the stereo. I'm glad you come around. I've been feeling down, just talking to Johnny and Billy Joe.
You know they make good conversation. Still it ain't no consolation.
Cause I got love, baby, I'll give you some. If somebody comes, let the doorbell ring. Ring, around the sun, around your pretty finger. Ring, ring, voices ring with a happy tune. Anybody be a singer. The sun comes up across the city. I swear you never look so doggone pretty. Hand in hand we'll stand upon the sand with the preacher band. Let the wedding bells ring.
Sitting alone in an old rocking chair, I saw an old mother with silvery hair. She seemed so neglected by those who should care. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Her hands were calloused, wrinkled and old. A life of hard work was the story they told. And I thought of angels as I saw her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Bless her old heart, do you think she'd complain? Though life has been bitter, she'd live it again. And carry that cross that is more than her share. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair. It wouldn't take much to gladden her heart, just some small remembrance on somebody's part. A letter would brighten her empty life there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. I know some kids in an orphan's home who'd think they owned heaven if she was their own. They'd never be willing to let her sit there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. I look at her and I think, what a shame. The ones who forgot her, she loves just the same. and I think of angels as I see her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair.
That, of course, is the great Eddie Arnold. And sitting alone in an old rocking chair. We'll send that one out to Tim in Huntsville, Alabama this time, and hope you enjoyed that, Tim. This next one goes out to Lady Bear in Springfield, Missouri, and this is one from Shelley Wright. Now, this is kind of an interesting song. It's called The River. It's a beautiful song. And I was saying a while ago that a lot of the depressing, sad songs were from the 30s and 40s and 50s, and they were. That was very, very prevalent in country music back then. And you don't get that much of that today. You certainly get sad songs, as in love songs and that sort of thing, but you don't get many story songs. But this one is. This is from Shelley Wright, and this was from her, or is from her latest album. And I'm not sure when that album was released, but probably a year ago, something like that. And this one called The River. I hope you enjoy this.
Same old faces, the same old places, ain't nothing ever new. After the football game, we'd hang around the high school parking lot. Then we'd pile into a couple of cars and head off to our favorite spot. Down to the river. We went to the my sophomore year was a carbon copy of the ones that came before. Till a night in late November that shook us all down to the core. We'd won the game by 20 points, couldn't wait to celebrate. But our lead car was going way too fast. They never even hit the brakes. They went into the river. Deep in the river. We buried Lori Mabry in the clothes that she'd been wearing. Cheerleader outfit never looked so out of place. That sweater and that pleated skirt of blue and white and crimson just didn't belong in that shiny silver case. I moved here to Nashville on May 12th of 89. Started getting letters once a week from this friend of mine. I'd gone to school with Christine Thoreau from kindergarten on. She'd say, hang in there, 'cause I just know you're gonna be a star. She and her boyfriend and a couple of kids, I guess she met through him. Set out for the magazine to try to cool off by taking a swim. There'd been a lot of rain that summer and the current was too strong. I heard that they did all they could, but Christine, she was gone. Into the river. Thank you.
much pain. 'Cause two young mothers lost their daughters right there for no reason. I swear I'll never go down there again.
Sisters lived alone out in the country. Their names were Katie and her sister Liz. They farmed to raise the food that graced their table. Liz never went to town, but Katie did. Katie went to town each Saturday morning to sell the eggs and buy for her and Liz their only needs, just some salt and sugar. They grew the rest, her and sister Liz. Liz never went to town like Katie did. Liz never knew a man but Katie did. For I saw them one evening when they thought they were here, and you should have seen the things that him and Katie did. Liz and Katie's house each evening, through the woods on my way home from school. Then one evening Katie smiled and spoke so softly, as I stood there blushing like a fool. Then she asked me if I'd like to have some cookies that she'd baked for her and sister Liz. Then as Katie took me in their kitchen, I never closed the door, but Katie did. She took my hand and my heart beat so wild, a sound like coffee a-perkin' with no lid. And I shook so bad I even dropped my cookies. I didn't know of love, but Katie did. Liz never knew a man, but Katie did. She said it's lonely here with sister Liz. But I just kept on eating cookies. I was just a dumb kid. I wish I'd known of love back then like Katie did. Oh, I wish I'd known of love back then like Katie did.
One from Porter Wagoner there, and I guess that could also be considered a little bit of a comedy piece there on the Listener's Choice magazine, edition number 28. One called Katie Did. Hope Porter's doing well. Of course, he recently had that surgery to have a stomach aneurysm repaired and has not been back on the Grand Ole Opry since that time. He originally, they said he would be back in 2 or 3 weeks, and that's been several months now, and hasn't been back, so I'm not sure what's going on Porter Wagoner, but we certainly wish him all the best. Here's one now from Sonny James.
The way you fix my tie in the morning and always brush my coat before I go, the hurried kiss I get from you when I'm leaving, it's the little things that make me love you so. The way you take my arm when we go walking, the way you hold my hand when we're at a show, the way your eyes say more than you when we're talking, it's the little things that make me love you so. Those little things you do that make me love you.
I love you.
They're all I need to make my dreams come true. And you know what tears me all to pieces is the way you tell me that you love me too. The way you know just how I like my coffee and how you chase away my every care, and the way you go around turning lights down low, it's the little things that make me love you so. It's the little things that make me love you so.
The Little Things, that one from the Southern Gentleman, Sonny James, from back in the 60s. I've always enjoyed that song. It's one of my favorites by Sonny James. He had a whole string of number one hits back in the mid-60s to early 70s. Of course, he had The Minute You're Gone in the early 60s before that, and then let some time lapse. But after that, I guess starting with The Little Things, maybe, he had a whole string of number one songs in a row, a whole bunch of them. Well, folks, that's just about going to do it for edition number 28 of the Listener's Choice magazine. We hope you've enjoyed this one. We've certainly enjoyed putting it together. And we're going to get out of here and leave you with some Tanya Tucker. And you guys have a wonderful fall, and we'll see you sometime during the holiday season for the Christmas issue. Here's Tanya.
What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? A 30-some-odd years ago, a young man came to Memphis asking about a rose that used to blossom in his. People never took the time to mind.
mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? Does she ever talk about a place called New Orleans? Has she ever mentioned a man named Buford Wilson? What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? Lost a month of life and labor to the county jail. Just because he asked a little green-eyed girl a question and offered her a nickel's worth of candy if she'd tell. A year and some odd days ago, an old man died. Another wayward soul, the county had to claim. Inside the old man's ragged coat, they found a faded letter. It said, "You have a daughter, and her eyes are Wilson green." What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name?
Sure.